Hey, girlfriends, my name is Dana, and I have a daughter a lot like you. Her name is Lexi. She and I recently grabbed 5 or 6 of her best girlfriends, and we had the most fun learning about God's truth concerning beauty and fashion. Think facials. Think hand massages and tea parties and shopping. Oh, we had so much fun that we decided we just had to share it with you and your mom. So welcome to SKG. You probably have already figured out that SKG stands for Secret Keeper Girl, and I'm hoping that you will want to be one. What is a Secret Keeper Girl? A Secret Keeper Girl is a masterpiece created by God. Now, maybe you're saying, I don't feel like much of a masterpiece. Well, I can identify, and when I was about your age, my mom used to tell me this story to encourage me. There once was a couple who used to go to England to shop in the finest of stores. Their favorite thing to shop for was fine china. One day, they walked into this little store, and they saw in that store the most magnificent teacup they'd ever seen. And as the lady in the store handed it to them, she explained that it was indeed very special. As they stood there admiring the cup's beauty, suddenly it began to talk. "So you think I'm beautiful?" Well, as you can imagine, the couple was so shocked they almost dropped the little teacup. Whoa, let me explain. I haven't always been this beautiful teacup. There was a time when I was just a big, mushy ball of red clay. My master took me and rolled me and patted me over and over, and I yelled, "Let me alone!" But he only smiled and said, "Not yet." Then I was placed on this spinning wheel. I was spun round and round and round. "Stop it! I'm getting dizzy!" I screamed. But the master only nodded, "Not yet." Suddenly, he took me off of that spinning wheel and placed me in this hot oven. I've never felt such discomfort. I wondered, why would he want to burn me? And I yelled and I knocked on the door, but I could see him through the opening and I could read his lips as he shook his head, "Not yet." Finally, the door opened and he put me on the shelf and I began to cool. "There, that's better," I said. But just as I began to feel the great relief, my master began to brush and paint all over me. Oh, the fumes were just horrible. "Oh, stop it, please," I cried. He shook his head. "Not yet." Suddenly, when I just thought it couldn't get any worse, he put me back into an oven. But this one was hotter than the first. It was twice as hot. I just knew I would die. I begged this time. I pleaded. I screamed. I cried, knocking on the door. All the time, I could see him through the opening, shaking his head and simply saying, "Not yet." There was no hope. I knew I would never make it. I was just about ready to give up when suddenly the door opened and he took me out. And he held up a mirror in front of me, saying, "Look at yourself." I did. "That's not me. It couldn't possibly be me. Why, I'm beautiful." My master began to explain, "I know it hurts to be rolled and patted, but if I had just left you there, you'd have dried up. I know it made you dizzy to spin around on that wheel, but if I had stopped, you would have crumbled. I know it was hot in the oven, but if I hadn't put you there, you would have cracked. I know the fumes were bad when I brushed and painted you, but if I hadn't done that, you never would have hardened and you'd have had no color in your life. And if I hadn't placed you into that second, hotter oven, you'd have never survived long because the hardness wouldn't have held. But now, you are finished. Now you are everything I'd ever dreamed you would be. Now you are my masterpiece. Oh, my secret keeper girl, you are a teacup in the making. And I can promise you that there will be some times in the years ahead that you feel like that teacup being stuffed into a hot oven, and you just think, why is God turning up the heat so high? But he's doing it so that he can perfect you and make you into a wonderful masterpiece. Isaiah 64:8 says, "We are the clay, you are the potter, we are all the work of your hand." That verse is saying that you and I are just like clay, and God is our master craftsman, our potter. And he is working on making us into the most perfect and most beautiful teacups. He's been working on that since before the earth was even created. Did you know that? It says so in Ephesians. Before the earth was created, he began to plan how perfect and how beautiful you would be when he was finished with you. Let me say this one more time. A secret keeper girl is a masterpiece created by God. No matter how old you are, no matter how tall you grow, no matter what color your skin is, no matter how popular you might become, no matter if your hair is straight or curly, no matter what size you might wear, no matter if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, you are a masterpiece. God has created you. I want to really get this truth deeply into your heart today. And this is where Secret Keeper Girl gets really fun. Because on every date with your mom, I'm going to issue a special challenge to you. Your SKG challenge today is to experience the ultimate tea party. Oh, this isn't your preschool tea party, girlfriend. This is an SKG tea party. Be prepared to be thoroughly pampered while you absorb the great truth of God about your beauty and value. And remember, a secret keeper girl is a masterpiece created by God.